Now, earlier on in the programme, we were at Found Hope, where we're hearing all about the aims of Woolhope Woodheat as they look to steer us away from the likes of coal and oil to consider wood as a renewable source of energy.
Now, the cooperative is looking to put wood burners into schools and leisure centres across Herefordshire, but they can only do that if more people become involved.
Trevor Owens has been to Found Hope and to find out what's involved.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Found Hope, where we're talking all about renewable energies, and specifically Woolhope Woodheat, which is a voluntary cooperative, I think is probably the best way of describing it, where they're looking to use some of the unmanaged woodland around Herefordshire, and specifically, of course, at the Woolhope area, hence the name of the company. Gareth Williams is with me. He's the voluntary director of Woolhope Woodheat. Gareth, we've been hearing all about the company and its aims, and now I understand you want more people to become involved in terms of, well, a share issue, really.
Yes, what we need to do now is we need to raise money so that we can actually start purchasing boilers and getting them in situ on site. I think the cheapest project we're looking at is something like £80,000 to £90,000, and some of the larger boilers could be several £100,000 per project. So we're looking for people to subscribe to this share offer. They'll then have shares within this company. It's an opportunity for anybody to get involved with renewable energy then, and that hopefully will make them feel good. It's an ethical investment, but also it is an investment which should show a reasonable rate of return.
And that is a key factor. Really, anyone can get involved in this. Earlier on we were talking about landowners and huge areas of woodland, but you don't need to be a large Herefordshire landowner to get involved in this.
No, not at all. Anybody can get involved and have a share in this company, and I think the smallest investment is £250 and the maximum investment is £20,000. So it's hopefully accessible to most people to have a small share in it, which is great news for people.
As I understand it, those who invest can expect a pretty reasonable return on their investment as well.
Yes, I mean, we're hoping that as the project progresses, it should be making in the region of 5% rate of return. So I mean, that's in terms of today's economics, that's a very healthy rate of return. And at the same time, doing something local, it's a cooperative, it's not a company, it's not an international company. So, yes, a good rate of return, and with the local business doing locally good things.
It strikes me the aims of the cooperative are extremely laudable. You need, presumably, for example, the local authority on site. If you're going to get this involved in schools and leisure centres, by way of an example, they need to be on site as well. Have you approached them yet?
Yes, we've been liaising a lot with the council from a planning point of view, from the opportunity of putting these into schools, discussing it with all the different building control type people. So yes, there's a lot of that involved, and that's why, again, it's great to set it up as a cooperative business, because hopefully the council realise that what we're trying to do is something that's good for the community, good for the climate, and good for people who are investing locally, so they're fairly on side.
When it gets up and going, you want to keep your carbon footprint down, presumably, so you fell your trees in Herefordshire. Can you process them in the wood chip locally?
Yes, that's the objective. Initially, as I said, we're going to be putting boilers in situ to start with, so we're going to be purchasing wood chip, but we've already got a source of that which is local within Herefordshire, which is excellent news. And then once the boilers are up and running, we'll be looking to source wood locally off woods in Herefordshire, which yes, of course, it will be done locally.
Now, you've got a couple of promotional events coming up, one of which is tonight in Found Hope, and then again in Hereford on Monday.
Yeah, this evening at the Green Man in Found Hope at 7:30, there's a share launch where all these things will be discussed in detail and a chance to speak at length and get to understand what the project is all about. And then again on Monday evening at the Courtyard Theatre at 7 o'clock, another chance again to see all about it and get to understand really in detail, you know, what the programme's about, and hopefully get on side with it.
Gareth, great to talk to you. Good luck with it. Thanks very much for your time. So if you are interested in doing your bit for the environment, really, as Gareth was saying, it's not a huge amount of money on the grand scale of things. If you want to get involved, it's £250 minimum investment. And if perhaps you can't have solar panels on your house, maybe this might be a way of getting around that and still doing your bit. And very fitting, I think, that the first showcase of Woolhope Woodheat will be at the Green Man, Found Hope, seeing as we're talking about ethical matters.
Trevor Owens in Found Hope, learning more about how the better management of some of Herefordshire's woodland can result in cheaper energy costs for businesses across the county. If you're interested in learning more about that, then you can do so by heading to the Green Man at Found Hope, 7:30 tonight, or the Courtyard Theatre in Hereford on Monday the 7th at 7.